Good morning. Welcome to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. I'm Gary Demas, and Jamie and I are glad to have you all tuned in this morning, aren't we, Jamie?
We sure are.
Yeah. So here we are Saturday or Sunday morning at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
Yeah.
Every Sunday morning.
Every Sunday morning at 8.
Let's talk about your home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's do it. What part of the home are we talking about today?
Today we're going to talk about flooring.
Okay.
And specifically kind of in your kitchen area, your main living space, and mm-hmm. kind of some of those options, pros and cons, things like that.
Yeah. Okay. That's an all-encompassing topic.
Yes.
For the floor of a home. Okay. So I'd like to invite everyone to go to our website. If you want any information about our company or remodeling in general, there's a ton of information and a lot of pictures there. So it's davefox.com. Pretty easy, right, Jamie?
That's right.
And there's also davefoxradio.com where you can find all of our previously broadcast radio shows. And there's tons of subjects. If you're just a new listener, we got all kinds of topics that we've talked about, Jamie, indoors and outdoors. And have had guests on. We're going to have a few guests coming up here soon, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so always lots to talk about with remodeling, because the reason I love remodeling is every day there's something different.
That's right.
It's not the same.
And there are no two projects that are the same.
True.
Even if they're the exact same floor plan, mm-hmm. it still wouldn't go the exact same.
Yeah.
So.
Because people are not the exact same.
That's right.
Right.
And the land that house is on is not the exact
exactly.
same. Any issues or how it was constructed, everything. Yep. It's amazing how much there is that happens within a remodeling project.
It's pretty much limitless.
Yes. Yes. Isn't that fun?
Limitless. There was a TV show named Limitless, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's what we're living every day.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into this Sunday's show.
Yeah. So specifically kitchen flooring, talking through some of the things that we think about with a kitchen. I mean, it used to be, for me growing up in the 80s, 90s, everyone had tile. That was mm-hmm. kind of, as far as I remember, everybody had tile, maybe linoleum. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, tile was mm-hmm. the go-to in the kitchen. And then I feel like it got away from that for a while. And everyone was putting hardwood in everywhere, right?
Yep.
And now it's taken another shift, and it's a little bit more leaning towards that kind of LVT, LVP we're seeing a lot of in kitchens and whole first floors. And then even maybe coming back around to tile a little bit. We've been mm-hmm. putting in a little bit more tile on the floor again. So, the 80s are back in our fashion. Why not be back in our home? but there's definitely pros and cons to all of those options. Sure. There really is no perfect flooring, at least that I can think of. Mm-hmm. But I think it just depends on which pro and which con is worth it to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll talk about pros and cons and the good stuff and the bad stuff to avoid, which that's an interesting topic in remodeling, because especially new products coming out, there's things need to be vetted over time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all these new products that come out and the manufacturer claims it'll last for 40 years or doesn't need this, doesn't need that, scratch proof, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But you don't really know that until it's been out there for a few years.
Right.
And you don't know how it performs over time. And in our business, we get to find that out over time, right?
Yes.
So we're
our warranty cautious, department does.
That's what our warranty department. So, we vet things as good as we can because we don't like warranty work, right?
No, of course.
We do it.
And we rely a lot on our vendors
yes,
and our
definitely.
Manufacturers that we mm-hmm. have a very good relationship with and,
right.
and their trust in a product.
Mm-hmm. So I can think over the years, which is spanning really over 40 years, of different products that have come out and had a kind of a big splash at first, and then they fizzled out really quick.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were flooring products.
Yeah.
And so we're not immune to that today. There's still issues that come up, and we are experiencing some of those with the LVP and the LVT, the
That's right.
luxury vinyl plank.
Yeah.
So we've been selling a lot of that for, last 10 years?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if it's that 10 years, but I mean, certainly in the last 5 years, mm-hmm. there has been a major uptick in LVT. And I think originally we saw a lot of it going into basements.
Yeah.
But just recently in the last 5 years is where we've started seeing it come onto the first floor and even be a whole first floor.
Yeah.
And I think that's really why we're starting to see some of these bigger problems is because it's not just a room in a basement anymore. We're talking an entire first floor, and that's a big span of space mm-hmm. to cover.
So we'll think about what are the reasons that LVP, so luxury vinyl plank, which is probably what we use most of.
Yeah.
Why has that become so popular so quickly?
Right.
In your mind, why?
In my mind, it's because the message that the consumer hears and understands as soon as they hear LVP is, oh, it's perfect. It's super durable. It doesn't scratch. Nothing happens to it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about water. You don't have to worry about dogs. You don't have to worry about kids. What mm-hmm. what could go wrong?
Yeah.
Right?
And it looks good.
And it looks good. Yeah. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's really come a long way for a vinyl flooring.
Yeah.
It's much different than, you know, sheet vinyl and things like that. And it does. It has a good look. And a lot of them look really, really good.
Yeah.
But
I think that's the key.
Yeah.
That's the key because it does... It can, and some of them can look convincingly like wood.
Yes.
Not all of them, but yeah. some of them can.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, and again, it's just the message that's in a consumer's mind. And it's so funny how those kind of messages start and where they stem from and how embedded they get. I mean, even you think of cost of a remodel.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, people have it, most consumers have a number in their head. They have no basis for that number. Mm-hmm. They have no real reason for that number, but just the world we live in.
Number.
It's their comfort number. Yeah. And the world we live in has tons of information out there. And majority of it isn't super trustworthy, unfortunately. You know, I mean, anything, you Google something and the top 10 things that are going to come up are some sort of blog or article mm-hmm. with all paid for content
right.
or commissionable links to yeah. something.
Yeah.
And so how much can you trust all of this information when someone's paying to put it there and paying to say this is the best type mm-hmm. of flooring? And so I think it gets really hard to find accurate information about flooring yeah. or anything, honestly.
Yeah. So with the LVP, luxury vinyl plank, there's obviously different brands, there's different mm-hmm. styles, different thicknesses.
Yes.
Different finishes. And, you know, it did come on really strong and it seemed like the perfect solution, especially for basements.
Yes.
Because you need a moisture resistant floor in a basement.
Mm. Yeah.
You need a durable floor.
Mm-hmm. Super easy to install.
It's like, well, in the basement, it doesn't have to be real wood. You know, it
yeah.
can be something, a substitute that looks good.
Yeah.
That we like the way it looks, like the way it performs. So it seemed like the perfect solution. And like you say, that's where a lot of this started to really go down big.
Yeah.
And it can make a very beautiful floor. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then it got so popular, people started using it on the main level in different areas, you know, utility rooms for sure.
Yeah.
As you say, kitchens. And in the last few years, we've had people do their whole first floor in it.
Yeah.
And I think the idea, especially if they had dogs or just the idea of it being indestructible, you know, not scratching, durable, looking good, mm-hmm. you know, that appeals to everybody.
Absolutely.
And the price was not outrageous. I mean, it's not inexpensive, but it's not expensive.
Yeah.
So with all that being said, obviously it became very popular. And over time, as I mentioned earlier, time is the test.
Yeah.
So LVP has had some issues that we've been dealing with
yeah.
in the last couple years. So some of them can be avoided. Others, it's, you know, the prep and everything has to be done very well. So we're going to keep that a secret until segment two here because we're going to take a break. But we're going to talk about the LVPs, the issues that we've had with them, and some of the solutions that would be involved with that. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show, where Jamie and Gary are talking about remodeling.
That's right.
It's a Jamie and Gary show.
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or we could call it the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show.
That one works too.
That works?
Yeah.
Okay. So really glad to be here with everyone. this morning, or if you're listening on podcast and wherever you are, whatever time it is, hello to you.
Yeah.
So what's going on today, Jamie?
Well, we're talking about flooring, and we were just kind of leaving everybody on the edge of their seats there with LVP and what we've been running into and some solutions and things like that. And I think, you know, when it comes down to it, when you look at whatever flooring you've purchased, there's very precise guidelines and instructions and restrictions and install, you know, warnings and things like that. And oftentimes we read a lot of that kind of the same way we read the fine print on a prescription bottle, right? Yeah, like, oh, that happened. I'm sure, you know, that's probably only a couple people that happened to.
When you install new software, do you read all 27 pages?
All those things we accept and agree to on everything that we do. Or I always love at the end of, you know, drug commercials, the like, fast talk of like, some people experience death and others experience
go to the doctor
heart attacks.
Right away.
It's like, oh gosh, this went south. But there's people smiling in the background, so it's all okay.
Yeah, I know.
But anyways, with flooring, you know, we've found, I think, that those guidelines are really
they're
more
actually
than
evolving.
The fine print.
They evolve.
Yes, they do evolve.
As things come up, the flooring manufacturers add a few other guidelines and things to watch out for.
The print gets smaller, more lines get added.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of the issues that we've experienced. Most of them have to do with the floor levelness, or flatness, I should say, not levelness. How flat is the floor? How many little waves and bumps are there in the floor? And most people would think, you know, you look at the floor, you walk on the floor, you don't really sense that unless it's drastic. So if you took an 8 foot long straight edge and put it on a hard surface floor, it's not going to be touching that straight edge all along that floor, usually. So these luxury vinyl plank flooring, they're tongue and groove. Almost all of them are.
Yeah.
And there's different installation methods. You can, a lot of them just, it's a mechanical fastener. You know, just kind of clip it in on edge and lay it down flat and it just kind of locks in.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of them that way.
We have LVP in our basement and we installed it ourselves. And that's how ours was.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very easy to install.
Yeah, and I like that installation method. So what we've discovered is, and this is especially true in basements where cement floors are definitely not flat. There's always some little ripples and waves in them. So if there's a wave or ripple that's in the right spot and it's big enough, what happens is over time, as that tongue and groove joint is working, with as people walk on it, it starts to fail. So those little tongues start to break off. And in some cases, we've had to replace entire floors because of that.
So, well, that's another thing that's really challenging with that type of system is if it's a piece that maybe needs replaced in the middle of the floor.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work to get there.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, because with that mechanical fastening installation, you know, you have to, if you were going to replace just one piece, you'd have to glue it down because you're cutting the tongue out.
Right.
And you can't do that because that floor is kind of loose lay and it has to move. So you're forced with taking out a whole row or two of flooring, and that's a nightmare.
Yeah.
So what causes that is just a little too much of variation in the flatness of the floor. So the manufacturers now are saying, over an 8 foot span, you can't have more than 3/16 of an inch out of flatness.
Which is really not much.
Yeah, I think maybe I saw a floor that flat once.
Right?
Maybe. Yeah. So your typical wood frame floor is typically going to be flatter than a cement floor. Not always, but usually.
Yeah.
Yes. So you're safer there, and you're safer in a smaller room.
Yes.
Because if you do have a problem, it's easier to address than if you're doing like a whole basement or a whole first floor.
Yeah. Well, and I think too, like I said, we have it in our basement and we were pretty fortunate in that our floor was surprisingly flat. And it was a fairly small span. It was only about 13 feet wide.
Okay, that helps.
So not terribly large span. But I mean, when we had, but then even in just the bathroom, we ran it through most of the basement and then into the bathroom that's in the basement. In the bathroom where they had to cut the concrete to add the piping and everything for the plumbing, the leveling agent that they used was not, I would say, done in the best way possible. It wasn't perfect. And we had more trouble in that little, you know, call it 5x7 bathroom than we had in the whole rest of the basement. And it was...
Had more variation.
Oh my gosh, it had so much more variation. And it took us longer, that little bathroom, than the whole rest of it. And I guarantee you, when we have issues, it will be in there.
Yeah, and that's the key, is when you have issues, because these don't always crop up right away. It could be a year, 2, 3 years later.
Yeah.
Just from that constant walking and movement, those tongues start to fail. So now we're in a situation where we've had enough warranty issues that we're really digging deep into this and talking to manufacturers and looking at the flatness of floors. And if someone's thinking about doing their whole basement floor, they could be looking at $5,000 to $7,000 just to get it flat. And that could be a combination of grinding high spots and filling low spots. So it's substantial.
And that's before you even put any flooring down or buy any flooring to put down.
Right. But so, that that really needs to be done.
Yeah.
Now, some of the floors and brands, you know, fare better than others. And there are some that are very thin and brittle, the tongues. The floors are only like 5 millimeters. And honestly, I'd stay away from those, because you got a real teeny tiny tongue that doesn't have a lot of strength. You got movement with that, you got problems.
Yeah.
But...
Well, and then even though in the basement, you know, like we said, sometimes that concrete isn't quite as flat as maybe your subfloor on your first floor is, your first floor gets so much more traffic than your basement traditionally. So they all, it almost weighs each other out, because, I mean, in our basement, I'm not as worried about it, especially in the bathroom, because quite frankly, we're not down there a whole ton. It's really just the guest bedroom and guest bathroom. But the... But if that were on our first floor, those kind of traffic patterns that you take every day over and over, I can't imagine how much more wear and tear that flooring gets.
Yeah. With airplanes, they call it metal fatigue. So if metal is flexing a lot over a long period of time, it'll actually weaken the metal. So like with an airplane, you have to have an annual review where a mechanic comes and looks over the whole airplane. So that mechanic is looking for any areas of metal fatigue. So it's kind of the same thing in the floor with the tongue fatigue.
Tongue
and groove fatigue. Just the constant movement and weakening of those joints.
Yeah.
And then potential failure of a joint.
And I think, you know, this isn't something that's going to stop people from choosing it. For the most part, I see it still kind of sticking around or people requesting it. But I definitely think it's a good cautionary tale to be just aware that what you're purchasing might not be as long-term solution as you're envisioning it to be. And it's still an expensive option. It's still a big cost. It's also a big, you know, to do. Even if you 5 years down the road have to end up changing all the flooring, well, think about how much furniture you have on the floor. It's a big deal to move all that out, get new flooring in. I mean, it's a big deal regardless of the expense.
Flooring is expensive. I
mean, it is. It's a big deal. It's a big, you know? And so I just think it's a good kind of cautionary tale for people to be aware of and hear a different dialogue than maybe they've heard
before. So we've talked about the tongue failure, but there's been another issue, and we're going to cover that here in just a minute. You're listening to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show, and I'm Gary Demas. I'm president of Dave Fox Design Build Remodelers in Columbus, Ohio, and Jamie Broslovsky is the marketing manager, director extraordinaire.
Yes, that whole thing on my business card.
How long is your business card with all that?
It's a fold-out.
Is it fold-out?
It's a trifold.
Oh, that's nice. How come I don't have one of those?
You know, your title's not long
enough. Oh, I got
CEO is very short.
We'll work on that. All right, so today we're talking about flooring failures.
That's not how this topic started, but it's where it's ending up.
But we want to avoid flooring failures.
Yes.
We don't want those. We don't like them.
Yeah.
So We talked, if you're just joining us, then you're probably wondering what on earth we were talking about the first two segments, but we've been talking about primarily luxury vinyl planks, mm-hmm. or LVP as everyone likes to refer to them. Very popular flooring. It's almost ubiquitous now. It's everywhere.
And, yeah.
We put a ton of it down, and you know, we've had a lot of warranty issues in the last couple of years with mm-hmm. it. So we're really looking seriously at it. And we like to avoid all that kind of stuff. So kind of what we've come down to is that if someone's going to do a whole basement floor, they probably will be spending $5,000-$7,000 just to get the floor flat, mm-hmm. flat enough for this product.
Right.
So that it won't fail over time. If they're doing a first floor in a house, what we're requiring is to have a transition at every room. So you don't just have a seamless floor running the same direction through the whole house. We're partitioning it off room by room so that if, number one, we can make sure that room is flat. Mm-hmm. And number two, if there is a failure, it doesn't entail, you know, doesn't require the whole floor to be replaced.
Right.
So that's what we're looking at. We're double checking the flatness of all the floors. It doesn't have to be perfectly level, but just think about a solid sheet of metal that's perfectly flat. If it's tilted a half inch up over 8 foot span, that's not going to hurt anything with this floor.
Right.
But if it's got the waves and rolls in it, that's mm-hmm. that's the problem.
Yeah.
So,
and we've also been, you know, talking a lot with our vendors and manufacturers about other alternative options mm-hmm. that are similar, yeah. you know, and there are alternative similar options out there that are not mm-hmm. the LVP that you hear about everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, you know, whether you're working with a contractor or if you're just getting new flooring, it really is worth going to a vendor and kind of having that conversation, addressing these concerns, mm-hmm. And just bringing it up, ask your questions, you know? Yeah.
But, you know, talking about other floors, this is a good time to really say, what did LVP replace primarily? Hardwood.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hardwood floors have been in homes for 50
forever.
Years, 60 yeah. years, 80 years, yeah. refinished three or four times. You know, still look good. Mm-hmm. So there's hardwood floors are really a wonderful thing that
yes.
are tested by time to the nth degree.
Yes.
And can be repaired. So now we have the, you know, there's always been the solid hardwood floors, tongue and groove, but now mm-hmm. there's the engineered flooring, which is even more stable. And
yeah.
you can go with wider planks, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's so many different options and, you know, to me, one benefit that hardwood puts into a home that, in my personal opinion, no other flooring can compete with is the hominess feel that hardwood gives.
It's warmth, yeah.
It is. It's mm-hmm. just a very warm material. Mm-hmm. And that is one thing I definitely notice with the LVP is it's a very cold material. So it is hard to kind of keep, you know, that warmth and character in a home. You know, we don't often see LVP going in, you know, a German village, kind of historic, mm-hmm. you know, very cozy and character-driven home. Mm-hmm. We're usually seeing it more in those kind of newer build, 90s, 2000 build homes mm-hmm. That don't quite have the character that kind of the older homes had.
Yeah.
And I just think that the hardwood does something to a home that no other flooring can do. Again, this
I
is
agree.
Just my personal opinion,
yeah.
but...
I mean, I would choose hardwood or engineered hardwood
yeah.
every time, except like in my basement.
Right.
I put actually it's a laminate face flooring, tongue and groove.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's great down there.
Yeah.
But the woods will bridge variations in floor heights because it's stronger. The mm-hmm. tongue and groove joint is stronger.
Yeah.
And it will handle a lot of non-flat floors.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I mean, again, there's pros and cons to all of them. Are they going to scratch more than LVP? Yes, mm-hmm. they will.
Oh, that reminds me. We were going to talk about the other flaw of LVP.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which is when you mentioned scratching, we actually have had clients that have been sold, not by our people, but, you know, by flooring manufacturers or ads or talking to people in the stores, mm-hmm. that this stuff is just, it doesn't scratch, you know, it's just indestructible.
Yeah.
Which is not true.
Right.
It will scratch.
Yes.
And I can think of a couple of situations where the clients moved some furniture on their own and it scratched the floor.
Yeah.
And they were just all upset because this is not supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, it will. So it's not indestructible. And the thing is with the LVPs, if you scratch the floor, unlike wood, you can't repair that. You have to replace flooring.
It. Yeah.
Where with wood, you can treat it, refinish it, mm-hmm. sand it, fill it, whatever.
Yeah.
So wood is more of a living product in that regard in
yeah.
terms of maintaining it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, as somebody with three kids and an 80-pound dog and wood floors,
yeah.
I can tell you they scratch, mm-hmm. but they still hold that kind of warmth, mm-hmm. even with the scratches. And honestly, it adds more character in a lot of ways. But I personally still wouldn't change it. With having the LVP in our basement versus hardwood on our first floor, I like those flooring options for those spaces. Mm-hmm. I do like LVP in a basement. I think it's a really great option, especially if you do want a hard surface.
Mm-hmm.
I think carpet is still always a great option as well. You know, it's mm-hmm. funny, we mm-hmm. stopped putting carpet in basements, which I get, it gets wet, it gets ruined.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, going back to a kitchen and the hardwood, you know, it is, water is a concern, things like that. Whereas mm-hmm. with the LVP, it's not, you know, with tile, water is not a concern, but you have to clean grout.
Yeah.
And also those can scratch or crack and things can
yeah.
happen too.
So you mentioned basements and the water. So if you do have water issues in the basement, or, you know, you can get flooding in the basement, you know, the LVP is often sold. There's types of that are claimed to be waterproof,
uh-huh.
but any manufacturer will tell you it doesn't mean it can be submersed in water.
Right.
So it doesn't mean it can be in 2 inches of water and be good.
Yeah.
It won't. It'll fail.
Yeah.
But just some water sprinkled on it or a little moisture in the bottom. Yeah, it's impervious to that. But it can't take flooding.
Sure.
Yeah. So maybe that's a case for using engineered hardwood yeah. flooring in your basement.
Or, I mean, I have a friend that has a pool and they put LVP on their whole first floor.
Yeah.
And I think that makes a lot of sense. They have three kids, two giant golden retrievers. Mm-hmm. I mean, that it's going to get wet in there mm-hmm. pretty consistently.
Yeah.
To me, that made a lot of sense for yeah. that home and their life. I think that makes sense. And there's not many other flooring options out there for that type of lifestyle.
Right.
So again, you just have to...
Ceramic tile would be one.
Yeah, ceramic tile mm-hmm. would be one, although the grout with big dogs.
You just get a grout that looks like dirt and then you're all
there
set.
There you go. But like I said, you know, we're not saying that no one should use LVP and that there's mm-hmm. no good
right.
scenarios for it. We're just
going
saying,
to it with eyes wide open.
Yeah, yeah, open your eyes. You know, don't only listen to the good dialogue on it. We did get warned that it does scratch when we purchased ours, which we were a little... It paused us for a second because our kids like to ride they have these little wiggle cars mm-hmm. they ride on in the mm-hmm. basement, and we're like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So far, it hasn't scratched.
It's
yeah,
kids.
It's a basement. It's for the kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's fine. But, you know, there's pros and cons to each of them. And I think you just have to figure out which one works
for you. I agree. And that's why we're here, to inform everyone what we're running into as a professional remodeling company. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Gary Demas on the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. And Jamie and I today are talking about flooring. If you're just tuning in.
Yep.
You missed three segments. Shame on you. But you can go to DaveFoxRadio.com and there you can listen to those three segments or
yep.
10 years worth of other shows.
Plenty of other topics on
okay.
there. Yeah. So we were just talking, Gary, you had mentioned that you have laminate in your basement.
Yeah.
And made me wonder, what happened to laminate?
Well, remember Pergo, how
yes.
it made such a splash, you know,
yeah.
and laminate flooring and stuff. And it didn't look real.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like laminate, right?
Yeah.
They tried to make it look like a wood and stuff. But at that time, the technology just wasn't there. But it is now.
Yeah.
So the technology on the texture and color and grain of these floors is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are convincingly look like wood. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So that's the laminate floors. And they are very durable. You still... Flattening is still important with
okay.
those. you're still a synthetic product with a tongue and groove, and you only have so much strength in a product that's, a lot of them are about 3/8 of an inch thick, maybe 7/16 or 3/8.
Yeah.
So that's a good thickness because you have a tongue that's pretty substantial there and can take some abuse.
I'll also say that was actually what we installed at our old house in the basement. We had a laminate floor, and it was a little bit more of a process to install, at least the one we had. We had to put some sort of underlayment down, and then we had to put those together. And I recall using a, it's like a metal little thing that's almost S-shaped, and you kind of bang it in there with a sledgehammer-looking thing.
It helps to get the tongue tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... The laminate floors also have that interlocking tongue.
Yeah.
Which would go in just like the LVP you were talking about. And you always, in the basement floor, you're always going to need to put down a moisture barrier. So there's a lot of products that have a moisture barrier and a little teeny bit of cushioning built into them.
Yeah.
So that's, you would lay down first.
Yeah.
So, the laminate floors today.
But are, I mean, between laminate and LVP, is there... What would you say is like the strong difference between the two? Is it cost? Is it looks? Is it maintenance?
I honestly think durability? The better quality laminates look more real than the LVPs.
I 100% agree with that. Yeah.
And we had Todd Sandberg in here a while back, and he even said he prefers the laminate. He's the flooring expert.
Yeah. It's interesting how LVP has kind of taken over the marketplace and that dialogue of it being, you know, the quote unquote best flooring. Because I kind of agree. I feel like actually laminate is probably better in a lot of ways. It's definitely more realistic looking.
Yeah.
And it actually can bring a little bit of that warmth of hardwood, whereas LVP really cannot.
In terms of the appearance.
Yeah, in terms of the appearance, yeah. But it's definitely a great option. It's still readily available and out there. Just kind of got stopped getting, it's not popular anymore.
Got the bad name.
She's not the prom queen anymore. Rip, right? Yeah.
Initially.
Yeah. And I think, you know, back in the Pergo days, I think I almost feel like that's what's happening right now with LVP. Is it's kind of all the rage, and it's everyone's putting it in, and now we're kind of coming up with some sacrifices there. But concrete is actually another surface we don't do often. We do it in basements. Sometimes we'll just stain the concrete, and not typical on a first floor, I would say.
No.
But that is another type of option that we have, and things like that. And, you know, the sheet vinyl, the rolls of vinyl, those can be really great options for certain spaces. In a basement, if you have just like a bathroom or a closet maybe that you wanted flooring in, mud rooms, laundry rooms, they're great in. You do need to be definitely cautious of moving things on them. I would say we use sheet vinyl for our trade show booth.
Yeah.
And every year I have to replace it.
Yeah.
We always end up scratching it or ripping it.
Yeah.
But for the right space, it's definitely very easy to clean.
Yeah. So we've touched on, a lot on LVP. We've trashed it a lot today.
Yes.
Sorry. and some of the laminate floorings. We've talked a little bit about wood flooring, but we haven't talked about ceramic tile much.
Yeah.
Yet. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think honestly, tile is, I don't think it's necessarily quote unquote what's in style, what's on trend right now as a flooring option in a kitchen. But I think it's very much on trend in laundry rooms, mud rooms, bathrooms, sunrooms, you know, those types of rooms. But it's very seldom, I feel like, that we're seeing it anymore on a whole first floor like we used to.
Yeah, we did. I mean, just recent years, that was very popular, you know, especially the 12x24 tiles. We put tons of that in full kitchens.
Yeah, that's
true. But people are getting away from it a little bit.
Yeah.
But it is a tile. I mean, I just put down 22-inch six-sided tile in my kitchen, and I love it.
That's a good look in a kitchen. Yeah, I know. And I think, you know, I don't know. I don't know if it's from, you know, I have so many childhood memories of scrubbing the grout with toothbrushes. It's like part of our chores. So for me, tile is like, just, you know, I flashbacks okay. to my childhood and my knees. But there, like you said, there's so grout has even come a long way with all the color options.
Absolutely.
And also the grout size mm-hmm. has gotten so much smaller.
Yes.
I mean, I remember it was a full toothbrush width.
I guess ceramic tiles are a little less precise than the porcelain tiles today.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why the large quarter inch or 5/16 grout joints, but today those look hideous, don't they?
Who really
would
does.
Ever do that?
I don't know.
So today it's going to be like a 1/8 inch grout
joint.
So it is, you got a better grout for one thing. It lasts better, resists dirt better, and it's a lot smaller. So the grouting, I think, is much less of an issue than it used to be.
Yeah. I think too, you know, with the trend for the last probably decade, maybe even two, of more of the open concepts mm-hmm. made it more challenging to have different flooring throughout the home. Whereas, you know, in the 90s, I feel like every home had like a sunken living room.
Yeah.
So that flooring was easily different.
Yeah.
And maybe the kitchen was separate. And then there was a formal dining room that was separate.
Mm-hmm.
And they always had different flooring. And now it's more common that the whole flooring on the first floor is all pretty much the same.
True. That's a good point.
But I think, ironically, it's also switching back a little bit to a little bit of compartmentalizing the floor plan. You know, now people are wanting maybe a little bit of separation, not quite just one big mm-hmm. open room, but just the visibility. And so we're kind of, that pendulum swings all the time, and we're kind of finding a balance right now, I think, mm-hmm. with that. And I think that that's why there's been more flooring options coming about. Because there is a little bit of separation, or that ease of separation between space.
Yeah.
But
ceramic tile is a great product. Well, I say ceramic, it's more porcelain now.
Yeah.
But the tile is a great option, and there's a lot of great installation methods now. Of course, on cement, tile is wonderful because, you know, you're using a masonry cement to glue the tile to masonry.
And yeah.
It's a bond that'll last forever.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of improvements in technology on putting tile over wood floors.
Yeah.
So we've got the Schluter Dietra system that's a non-coupling system. So the movements in floors don't tend to crack tile come up through there. It just adds enough of a cushion so that it helps separate that movement in a floor to the tile, so you have much more minimal cracking. So there's a lot of good solutions with tile. You can put a heated floor under tile.
Yep.
That's very comfortable, especially in bathrooms, but you can do it in
a sunroom would be lovely.
Or sunroom, mm-hmm. Seasonal room.
Yeah.
So all that stuff works well. So we appreciate all of you listening to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show today. We like doing the show and talking about remodeling and all the different things that covers, and like informing clients. So, and people that are interested.
And no paid for content or commissionable links. So you
exactly.
can just
it's all
tell
free.
The truth.
We're
yes.
not going to hound you. Okay, we'll be back next Sunday morning at 8:00.